This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money is presented by Zyn Nicotine Pouches, America's number one nicotine pouch. Find out more at Zyn.com. It's Friday. You made it. We've got a Game 4 NBA Finals coming up tonight. Plenty of baseball, both college, Major League, Euros underway. To talk about it all, we're going to bring in our buddy who runs the race and sports book at the Borgata. His name is Thomas Gable. That's our guy. Now, as we say hi to TG, I just heard a rumor, and the rumor is, and he's brought to you on the Progressive Guest Line, I heard there's a rumor that you might be making an appearance live in Vegas in August on Sharp Money to grade and to judge Palm versus the big guy. Is this true?
At this point, yes. It looks like I'll be out there the first week of August. And I told Palm the other week that I would be out there. I'll come over to the D on a Wednesday afternoon and give some help to you judging, because as I've said before, you have your hands full between being the host, trying to judge, also keeping the clock. That's a lot of Thank responsibility you. For one person, Patrick. So I'd be more than happy to come over there and help be the guest judge for one of these segments.
Yeah, well, first off, thank you for the recognition. I do appreciate it. And also, there's some hidden components with Palm versus the big guy. The two of them are very sensitive. So I have to be careful with how I let them know they either won or lost. Does that make sense? So when you sit down, you're going to notice there's a vibe. You have to be careful. You have to bring your big boy pants that day.
Well, there's also, I get it, because there's preparation that goes into this between the both of them, right? They get these questions in advance. This isn't, you're just not dropping them in the heat of the moment. They get some preparation time. So I understand, you know, when they invest time into it, they take it seriously. And, you know, I can get that. They don't, I guess it all comes down to how people take constructive criticism.
Correct. Now, there is another component to this. You could compete in Palm versus the big guy versus Gable, if you wanted to be part of the debate.
That's all right. I will stay with the judge.
I love you. You're the best. Let's start with the U.S. Open. Scheffler's going to miss the cut. Tiger's going to miss the cut. Now, did you dip all the way down to plus 280 on Scheffler? Did they bet him? And let's get an overview there at the Borgata.
Yeah, so Scheffler actually, you know, I've been saying this about him all season for golf here with him, that the price on him is so prohibitive that, you know, I don't know how anybody can make a bet on him, but they've continued to bet him in every tournament. And listen, the guy's been on such a run. And, you know, it happened last week with the Memorial, and this week with the U.S. Open, when the guy's at 3-1 and even some places lower than 3-1 pre-tournament in a major, you are now into the Tiger in his prime realm, right? I mean, that's nobody's really come close to that in terms of odds for a major since Tiger. So it's been well-deserved, obviously. And people, again, continue to bet Scheffler. He has the most handle on him pre-tournament, most handle on him, most tickets written on him. Everybody still needs a piece. Even if they're going and making bets on other guys, taking shots on other people in the field, it seems like nobody really wants to miss out on having at least a piece of Scheffler. Obviously, pour over today, more than likely not going to be making the cut. But the other thing I'll say right now, the USGA, as we have seen time and time again, as they set up the U.S. Open courses, I don't believe in watching what has transpired already today. And certainly there's some higher scores out there, but there have also been some pretty good rounds as well. Matsuyama shot very well today. They have not even come close to setting this golf course up to where they potentially could in terms of difficulty. They can make this course run a lot faster if they want to. The greens run a lot faster. We know the USGA never will divulge what the greens run on a stimp meter. They refuse to publicly state that, but they can absolutely turn these up. And, you know, depending where they cut pins, I think they always kind of go in with a target score of where they kind of want the winner to be around and set the golf course up accordingly. And we're going to see that come the weekend. So you have a number of guys who are under par currently, you know, live right now. DeChambeau, who is hunting the leader. Well, he's done for the day, but certainly in the thick of things, 4-1 right now. Ludwig, 3-1. He's still out on the course, and Rory, who was 1 over, I think, today, or maybe 2 over today, plus 450 is his current live odds to win. So, there are a handful of guys who can do it. Shoffley's there. Matsuyama's in the thick of it. And Koepka's still kind of hanging around there, see if he can make a little bit of a run. But I think anybody who can kind of hang around even par, 1 under, should be right there and in contention.
Yeah, it's a great wrap-up. USGA, it'll be fascinating. Apparently, they were wetting down the greens overnight. It's going to be scorching hot this weekend. So like you said, those greens can speed up. They like to beat the golfer. That's the USGA's ego. Mm-hmm. So how they set up the course this weekend is going to be fascinating. The basketball, whether it's won either way, it seems like depending on what the book needs. How about the Borgata tonight?
Well, yeah, it's weird because right now you can find here in New Jersey, if you want to take a point and a half with the Celtics, you can do that. If you want to take a point and a half with the Mavs, you can do that, depending where you're shopping. There's picks out there. So different shops have different numbers right now. And, we're currently Mavs laying 1. It's been interesting because I've actually spoken to a couple of people who've bet the Mavs today, and, you know, they've bet the Mavs every single game, and they just said, you know, we're not stopping. We're not stopping today. we're going to continue to back them. And, you know, games 2 and 3, certainly we needed Boston in those, and we're good results for the house. We'll see what happens. I think probably the Luka point prop, his points over prop, is going to get bet to the over. It's going to be a popular play. I think people are just anticipating him kind of taking charge and taking a lot of shots tonight. He obviously hasn't gotten a ton of help through the first 3 games. Kyrie obviously had a much better game in game 3 than he did in either of the games in Boston. But you expect kind of Luka to put them on his back tonight and try to do a lot on his own. So I'm anticipating his point prop to be bet to the over pretty heavily. We have a little bit of liability here on the correct outcome of the series. So, like Celtics to sweep, I think you could have gotten at 7-1 even at one point before the series started. We have a little bit of liability there for a Celtics sweep. But we'll see if this can go to a 5th game on Monday. Obviously, we want to book as many games as possible from our standpoint. We don't want to see it end tonight. But if the Mavs are going to obviously have to turn some things around here and do it in a hurry.
TG, were they betting the Oilers last night? I mean, I'm shocked by it. Where'd you close last night?
I think $1.45 was where we closed last night with the Oilers. And, you know, they were betting the Oilers. So that was a little bit different than games 1 and 2 where we needed Edmonton. Last night we needed Florida. And, you know, for the whole series, for the Cup, we're in good shape on the futures for either team. But obviously Florida fully in command. And Florida is a team that I think, last year – not getting it done there, typically you don't normally see that in professional sports where you can run it back the next year and be better, because a lot of guys, when you make a run like they did last year, you know, you have guys who, you know, in other sports, a lot of times they'll leave for more money other places. I think Florida was the team who actually got better from last year, despite losing in the Stanley Cup Finals. And you're seeing, you know, what they're capable of. Obviously, they have a hot goalie right now, and you know, there's a reason they're up 3-0 on Edmonton right now.
100%. Are they betting the College Baseball World Series? I just got about a minute and a half. Are they betting the College Baseball World Series at the Borgata?
Yeah. I mean, the College World Series, it's been pretty decent. You know, it's one of those niche markets that has kind of grown in popularity. The same with the WNBA has kind of exploded this season with Caitlin Clark. But the College World Series seems to grow every year. It's never going to be the main thing that everybody is betting and is driving your daily handle. But it does get more popular as the years go on. And it's good to see, because it just gives people another option when you're only having maybe one NBA game or one NHL game in a night, and it's everything else is just Major League Baseball. So it's been pretty decent, and I've been happy with the results so far.
In 30 seconds, if you were betting with your own money, Celtics Mavs tonight, who would you bet?
I would probably take the plus money on the Celtics when you can get it right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, that seems to be the play. Okay, Thomas Gable, we eagerly anticipate your arrival for a live Palm versus the Big Guy. Until then, enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, TG.
All right, thank you, guys.
Okay, buddy, thank you very much. Thomas Gable, Progressive Guest Line, the Borgata, Race and Sportsbook Director. We're going to have our drawing. One of you is going to be on the show next. All right, become a VSiN Pro. Get all those picks for the weekend. 13 months for $199. Tremendous deal. VSiN.com/subscribe. Get the big guys' picks. You get everybody's picks across the network. And by the way, you get more than that. You get the splits. You get the guides. You get the resources to become a better. It's all there. VSiN.com/subscribe. Unlock it using the promo code SHARP. Sharp Money presented by Zen here on DraftKings VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, as we welcome you back. Dustin Sweetelson live in Las Vegas. I'm Patrick Maher live from Los Angeles. So a lot to do over the next hour and 45. Noopadoop is going to join us from FTN. He's great with the props. He's going to have a bunch for you coming up in about 14 minutes. Then Mike Somich is going to stop by. Looking forward to VSiN hosts and better Mike Somich in the final hour. There seems to be a little beef going on with the big guy and Somich. I'll try to mediate what's happening there. So I'm looking forward to it. Some show business to take care of right now. So we told you, we just talked about the spring special, and we had some fun in May across the network. And if you joined, whether it was using the promo code SHARP or any other promo code and save some money, we welcome you to the not just Sharp Money, but VSiN family as a VSiN Pro. So welcome. I hope you're enjoying the experience thus far if you signed up in May. But we gave you a couple goodies if you were going to use the promo code SHARP. And one of them was those who signed up, we're going to have their names put in a hat, and we're going to draw a name, and we're going to get to know the pro. So you're a VSiN Pro. We'll get to know the pro next week. We're going to give you a segment. When'd you start betting? When'd you start watching VSiN? What do you like to bet? What's your favorite sport? What's your favorite bet? And on and on and on. So that is where we stand. And it's now time for the official drawing. We're going to draw a name, and then the big guy will follow up with an email letting you know who we will get to know as far as the new pros that signed up in May. Let's get it going. So shake up all the names. Oh, somebody just popped out like popcorn. Shaking up all the names is the big guy, decked out in black. There goes some out the hat as well, having a hard time shaking it. But that's okay. We'll get it. There's a nice little angle so everybody sees it on YouTube TV and VSiN.com that he's not cheating. Okay, go ahead. I think it's shaked enough or shooken.
I don't want to be accused of anything. I'm just reaching my hand in. There's no frozen envelopes. You can see it's just a bunch of names scribbled here.
That's the hand, the same hand he did hand shtick and ring shtick with earlier, which was a high point of the show.
But not the hand that I do other shtick with by myself. Let's see. And the winner of our drawing, I want to make sure I can read my own handwriting here, is Jacob Funk. F-U-N. What
Jacob.
A great name. What a great name. Jacob Funk. F-U-N-K.
You like that, Dustin, do you?
It's a funky name. Get it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Jacob Funk, congratulations. First off, congratulations on becoming a VSiN Pro. Thank you for using the promo code SHARP. And we will talk to you, Jacob Funk, and get to know Jacob next week here on SHARP Money. So there it is, Dustin showing proof. Congratulations to Jacob Funk. Looking forward to getting to know Jacob. What do you got going on over there?
I'm trying to show the thing, but they said look at camera three as if I know which one camera three is.
Okay. Now, we continue with the show business, and we mentioned this off the top of the show, but Sharp Money Survivor has been a huge hit. It's been an awesome way for us to connect with you, an awesome opportunity for you to show your handicapping skills on VSiN and Sharp Money, and an opportunity to win some money. Okay, so Manny Davidson, we've had some fun with him. He started off as a super weird dude doing crazy videos, came across a little annoying. Then all of a sudden, almost like the Celtics, we all just flipped on him, and you just love him. Now, we played with him. Is he incarcerated? Is he not? He's got more cuts in his videos than a Christopher Nolan film. There's a lot to Manny. He was our third survivor. And there he is. Always wore a different sweater. Big NHL fan. There he is with the cinder blocks in the background. So he was our third survivor. And he beat everybody until our 17th survivor, Nish Gandhi. Now, you could tell from the jump, he's a surgeon, a doctor who operates on people. He's sitting in the Tesla. He was in the same spot, you could tell, each day, which means he's very routine-oriented. He's got things to do. But you could just tell from his approach, this is a pretty sharp guy. And so Nish Gandhi, last night, what was the play that he won on last night to take over Manny Davidson?
Garrett Crochet over 16 and a half outs recorded. He ended up with 21.
So a rocking chair win.
Wait, no. 7 times 3. That's 21. Good math. Valdosta State.
Rocking chair win for Nish Gandhi. 4 wins in a row. The first of 17 to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and hit on Thursday. Many of you had gone Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But ROI and wins has superseded Manny Davidson. So I guess we should start with Nish's video today,
yes,
and then we'll have a reaction from Manny Davidson.
Yeah, so Nish heard everything we said yesterday, because remember, we wondered, trash talk about Manny, you know, one more, you pass him, you take the lead, didn't get any yesterday, and Nish heard all of that, and he responded with his Sharp Money Survivor play for today.
What's up, guys? Nish back again with a 5th pick. Really lucky to be here. Dustin and Patrick, thank you for the opportunity. This has been a lot of fun. The discussion yesterday was whether I talk trash. I lived in Baltimore from 2008 to 11 when I was doing residency at Johns Hopkins as a Steelers fan. I wore this hat in the operating room nearly every day. I wore this terrible towel in my white coat often. And in 2010, December, when the Ravens played the Steelers on Sunday Night Football, this is the game where Ben's nose was broke by a Loginata. When Polamalu strip sacked Flacco to set up the winning touchdown, I was cheering so hard in a sea of Ravens fans, I almost got tossed over the mezzanine. So do I talk trash? The answer is yes. But my parting gift to Baltimore was to leave a bunch of CDs that I burned in the operating rooms. And on those CDs, I wrote Ravens fight songs, and on them, I burned the Pittsburgh Polka on repeat. So the best way to talk trash is creatively. So Manny, I noticed you have this same Crosby Winter Classic jersey that I have. So now when you wear it, you'll think of this. For some synergy, going to Baltimore for baseball, 2 great pitchers on the bump, Ranger Suarez and Kyle Bradish, taking the first 5 under 4.5 at -140 for my Sharp Money Survivor pick.
Yeah, Nish is just built different. First off, he wasn't even flexing. I think we should take a second to understand the idea that that freak was competing with Nish is just awesome in myriad ways.
America is a beautiful place.
America is really a tremendous place to be. But this idea that Nish just slow played, that he did his residency at Johns Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
One of the great institutions in the world when it comes to medicine, we are not worthy. That guy is unbelievable. Congratulations, no. Nish. And then he just slow played the trash talk with a subtle, when you wear the jersey, you'll think of me. Now on to my play.
And wore the same jersey.
Yeah, he's different. Nish is built differently.
And here's the thing.
So is Manny, so, just in different ways.
First, I want to give Manny some credit because he helped legitimize this contest. We had two people go before him, and they failed miserably, if we're being honest. No offense to them. They were both great people. Manny gave us something for people to chase. He was the carrot we were dangling in front of everyone else to try and go get it. And everyone thought they could. Everyone got very confident when they got close, and they all fell short until we got to Nish. So, Manny.
But also he got the community buzzing.
Yes.
Manny, with the videos, the trash talk, it was our idea, but he's the one that took it to the next level and turned it into this organic thing where it's been a lot of fun. And Manny, with his videos and trash talk, he deserves a lot of the credit.
Yes. Yes. It would not be where it's at right now. What would you say, 17 weeks into this thing? 17
Correct.
Weeks into this Survivor contest, all because you guys send your video sharpmoney@vsin.com each week. I have to go through and figure out what the best one is, which one makes the most sense for the day, whoever pops off the screen. And Manny, the second I opened his first video, it jumped off the screen, and I realized we needed it on the show.
And he sent a statement. Would you like to read the statement from Manny on Sharp Money paper here?
Dear Nish, you did it, brother. Without a sweat, impressive showing, I must say. And although this may be the end of my reign, someone must wear the crown. It is a crown decorated with many gems, representing those who have fallen before us. It is a crown of weight, a weight you must now bear. Do not take this opportunity for granted, and remember, you are representing something much bigger than you. You represent VSiN pros everywhere. Godspeed, boys. See you on the Redemption Tour.
Okay, so we can't – Manny has to be a part of this moving forward.
100%.
How he's going to be a part of it, maybe he still sends vids just trash and talk – or talking trash, pardon me. I don't know. But he's got a spirit, a certain verve about him that adds to the competition.
Manny's part –
Maybe we have the Samich. Maybe we have Samich and Manny go head-to-head like Samich mentioned.
I just think Manny's part of the family at this point. If he's got a play, he has a video, send it in. He's part of the family.
And a very respectful handing of the crown to Nish Gandhi. And congratulations to Nish. Killing it. Let's get another win. We're coming back with Noops Christensen with some props tonight. Okay, DraftKings, an official betting partner of the NBA. NBA Finals, new customers, listen up, because you can bet $5 to get $150 instantly paid for in bonus bets when you use the promo code VSiN. May only have one more opportunity. I hope not. So get over there to DraftKings and get your bonus using the promo code VSiN. Sharp Money presented by Zinn, Dustin Sweetelson. I'm Patrick Maher. Our next guest has become part of the family. He's the best. He is Alex Noops Christensen, FTN, NBA handicapper, FTNFantasy.com. Of course, you know him with Randall and the crew over at FTN. Hoops with Noops on FTN as well, @_Noops on Twitter. We're going to get to his props coming up for Game 4 tonight. Progressive guest line brings you Noops, but I'll start here. Noops is a big golf guy. You got anything going with the U.S. Open? Any early takes? Any thoughts? Let's hear it.
The first two majors went pretty well for me. This one is not really shaping up to be so. I generally do some outrights. I'll do some first-round leaders and stuff like that. My friends and I get together and do a Calcutta. And let's just say in the Calcutta, I paid a little too much for Scottie Scheffler, who might not even be playing this weekend. But it's been a really fun tournament. I love the U.S. Open. I love watching these guys struggle. I mean, earlier today, watching Xander Schauffele, Rory McIlroy, and Scottie Scheffler all in that bunker waste area, whatever that was, where they're all trying to figure out just how to get the ball out and onto the green is so much fun. fun. So it may not be a profitable tournament, but it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, you said it. The projected cut just went from 3 over to 4 over, and Tiger and Scottie Scheffler are sitting 5 over. So we shall see if they make the weekend. Certainly a tough course there, number 2 at Pinehurst. Okay, let's transition to the basketball. We'll get your thoughts on game 3, and then we'll jump ahead to tonight. A 22-2 run with 10 to play by Dallas, and then the Celtics kind of lock in defensively. What do you take from game 3 that we now pass over to game 4 tonight?
It just has to be devastating to have gone into the Dallas locker room after that game. For the first time in the series, they have the lead at halftime. Now, Boston comes out. They win the third quarter by margin. But Dallas is only down 3 points with about 6.5 minutes left. 2 minutes later, still only down 3 points. Luka Doncic fouls out, and the rest just sort of falls apart. But, I mean, to finally have a game where, you know, Jason Tatum scored, Jaylen Brown scored, the efficiency wasn't terribly great. The Celtics weren't particularly phenomenal. They only scored 106 points, only 50 points in the first half. Kyrie Irving was good. Derek Lively was fantastic, a +6 in 30 minutes. Even Luka, though he fouled out, was a +9 in 38 minutes. To lose that game is a real problem. But I guess if you're Dallas, you know, the silver lining, the optimism is the Celtics team is significantly worse without Porzingis, and it is significantly easier for Dallas to defend them. Again, the Celtics scored just 106 points, even with some decent shooting efficiency. I think we saw the value of Porzingis being off the floor, so that Lively, Gafford, those guys can stay near the basket, rebound, protect the rim, and do things like that. Lively, again, I think was kind of the big takeaway. I don't know if they'll start him tonight, but I don't think we're going to see the balance of minutes we've seen all postseason. I think Lively's finally going to take over more than Gafford.
Interesting. Let's jump into your props. A little tease there from Noops. He's a pro. We'll get to Lively third. We'll start here. First quarter, Alex, you're going over 54.5 points.
Yeah, it's been an interesting series. If you look at the full game, the totals have comfortably gone under in every game. We're averaging just 202 points. The high for the full game's 205. But you look at that first half and first quarter, the paces are faster. The points are really pouring in. I believe we had just over 60 points in the first quarter of last game. Both teams really pushed the pace early. Dallas, again, when Luka has fresher legs, Kyrie has fresher legs, you're seeing they're scoring 6, 8, 10 points each in the first quarter there. I had this number myself closer to 57, almost 57.5. Again, 54.5. When you look at these smaller markets, generally the books will take that full game line and then use some derivative percentages to generate this. I don't know if they've necessarily gone back and done as much homework as they should around specifically how the first quarters have played. So I see some value here. I like the over, even in the first half too, but I think the first quarter is an even better number at 54.5 or lower.
Okay, 54.5 or lower, first quarter go over. Now, Jaylen Brown has comfortably jumped into the MVP lead as far as betting favorites. Jason Tatum, your second betting favorite. You're going to focus on Tatum here and go under 27.5 points.
It's if you heard me last week and the week before and the week before that, this is all going to sound very familiar. Jason Tatum continues to struggle in the playoffs. Books continue to hang 26.5, 27.5, 28.5 for his point total. We're at 27.5 tonight. Our model over at FTN has him closer to 24.5. I start to look at some of the projections myself. Even with that big scoring game in game 3, he's still only averaging about 25 points per game in the playoffs. His role is just much different. Boston is using him a little bit more as a facilitator, a little bit more as a rebounder. Mazzulla has kept Tatum from shooting in the mid-range, has kept him from posting up a lot. It's basically just threes and going to the basket, and that's what you saw last game. And Dallas knows how to defend that. If you're not going to be trying to do anything in the middle, they know blitz you off the three-point line, help will come at the basket. So he hasn't been nearly as efficient. His shooting rates are down. His free throw rate is down. Everything is down. Yes, he went over in the last game, but that's one of 4 or 5 times in this playoffs he's gone over across about 15, 16 games now. So the number continues to be too high. I'll keep betting under. Hopefully we get one more game and another chance to do it.
The Lively case, I'm interested to hear your take. So they set his rebound number in game 3 at 6.5 noops, and he cleared it and kind of felt like he was getting more confident as the game wore on, pardon the pun, but livelier. That's for you, Alex. You're going to continue with Derek Lively and go over 16.5 points and rebounds. Why?
Yeah, it's something I thought before the series. I thought eventually Lively would take over Gafford minutes. Lively is bigger. He's longer. He's more athletic. He is better equipped to play the Celtics team that has a plethora of guys who can attack on the perimeter. Lively, although you don't want him out at the perimeter because he's better rim protector, does well. He's been pretty solid one-on-one. Even when he gets stuck against Tatum or Brown, he stays near them, contests the shot. Really throughout the playoffs, what Dallas has been doing is 4 to 5 minutes of Gafford, 4 to 5 minutes of Lively, then 4 to 5 minutes of Gafford, then Lively, et cetera, et cetera. Basically just swapping them in and out. You saw last game, Gafford did not come back in towards the fourth quarter. Lively played 30 minutes. That's the most minutes he's played all postseason. And we just saw how good he was. Again, the Mavericks were plus 6 points in those minutes. Lively is actually the second best plus minus player on the Dallas team all playoffs. So I think his usage will continue to be good. He fits in this matchup, and I think Kidd's going to continue to push his minutes. His points and rebound total is 16.5. He was well over 20 last game. And if he can get 25 plus minutes, even close to the 30 minutes he got last game, we're getting to 20. So I'll play over 16.5 points plus rebounds, and I'll sprinkle a little bit of double-double.
Ooh, getting saucy on a Friday. Alex Noobs Christensen, FTN Fantasy. So first quarter over 54.5, Tatum under 27.5, and Lively over 16.5 points rebounds. Here's my question for you, Noobs. Are we going to get a game five on Monday?
I don't think so, but I hope so. It's so hard for a team to sweep, right? They're in Dallas. Everything seems to be done. It's the Celtics team now. They do have the experience. They know how close they've been. Maybe it's a little bit of a look ahead night. Maybe the Mavericks finally can put it together. I'm just hoping. I'm trying to put as much positivity in the world that Luka's going to have a triple double and Kyrie's going to score 30 again and Tatum will go under and Brad will be frustrated and fouling all over the place. And hopefully we'll have another basketball game this weekend. But no, the Celtics are going to win.
I would agree with you. If the as I said to open the show, Noobs, if the Mavs cared about content creators like we are, they'll force a game five because that gives us content on Monday. They should care about people like you and I.
My fingers are crossed.
And maybe we should throw this out for the ladies. We were having the conversation before the program started, or the men. Noobs is thinking about shaving the beard. I sat down after a restroom break, and the first thing I saw was the beard. I said, Noobs, you got to keep that thing going. That's like, you're like a cowboy. That's a tremendous look.
Well, thank you, Patrick. It's time to shape it up a little bit. As anyone that grows beards know, they go through phases, and I'm right on the precipice of things starting to get unwieldy. There's going to be hair in my mouth soon, so we've got to get in and, you know, kind of trim things down, prune, if you will, so we get better blooms as the season goes on.
And they say that Red Bull big guy gives you wings, but Noobs has got those wings with the hair. He's just got a look going on there, big guy.
Noobs looks like a lefty reliever that you bring in to get out the other team's big lefty late in games. That's what he looks like with the hair and beard right now.
I like it.
That is a tremendous bring in the lefty specialist. And we do that here on Sharp Money with Noobs. Noobs, great job. Enjoy the golf. Enjoy the basketball. Alex Noobs Christensen, FTNFantasy.com, NBA handicapper @_Noobs. Thank you, Noobs. Appreciate you.
My pleasure. Thank you, gentlemen. Best of luck until we talk again. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Appreciate it. There goes Alex Noobs Christensen. He was brought to you on the Progressive Guest Line. We love that guy. He's been a welcome addition to the program. And we're going to have to figure it out because he doesn't just bet basketball.
No,
so big guy, we're going to have to figure out how to keep Noobs going on the program.
He's great on NFL props, specifically first touchdown scorers. That's his thing. So we're going to have him back in the mix.
That's a specialized market.
Yeah, he'll be back in the mix for football season. Don't worry about that. Make sure of that.
Samich has sent his plays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well, someone's chasing.
Oh my gosh. We got to talk about this. The competitiveness between the big guy and Samich is gone to another level. Samich in 20 minutes. Next, a little baseball. Sharp Money.
This segment is brought to you by Zyn Nicotine Pouches. Few things are as rewarding as winning the big game, but rewards from America's number one nicotine pouch come close. Zyn Nicotine Pouches are smoke-free, spit-free, hassle-free, and can be enjoyed from anywhere, anytime. It's available in a deep roster of varieties and gives you the choice of two strengths. Whether you're managing your fantasy lineup on the go, watching the game from the stands, or cheering your favorite team from the couch, you can get the nicotine satisfaction you want with Zyn. Plus, with Zyn Rewards, every can of Zyn earns you points towards premium items like tailgating gear, top-of-the-line tech, kitchen accessories, and even gift cards. In fact, it's the only nicotine pouch brand to offer an expansive reward program, with new items added seasonally. Find your Zyn at your local convenience store or online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn, Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Okay, Sharp Money is presented by Zyn here on DraftKings VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, as we welcome you back on a Friday. We've got Samich coming up in about 12 minutes. Let's do something NFL-wise. Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher. News of the day, it's not really news. People get wrapped up in the contracts, and remember, the money's irrelevant. Trevor Lawrence has signed a huge deal. The quarterback down there with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I don't know, I guess he's higher paid than Jared Goff now. It's just who's up, who's next, get paid, premium position. That's the way it works. The only thing, if you're interested and you care enough about the money, is to look about the, you know, the impact on the cap, whether it's early money, late deferred money. Is it team friendly? Does the player acquiesce a little bit so the team can do something and be a little bit more flexible with the cap? That's really all you're looking at. But annual for Trevor Lawrence, $55 million, lines up with the Joe Burrow money. Jared Goff, $53 million. So that's that. Whether or not it's earned, that's really not the point. These teams are paying a Trevor Lawrence, who was the 2021 number one overall pick. They're paying him for potential. So we get that. So let's talk about potential. And let's talk about Trevor Lawrence, who, as far as a prospect, kind of perfection. Perfection from measurables, perfection from attitude, perfection from success in college. You know, Lawrence is up there all time with a project as far as, a prospect coming out of college. You can't really argue it. Now, has his play equaled? Probably not. He's just 20-30, 1-1 in the playoffs, a little under 64% completion percentage. 58 touchdowns, 39 picks in three seasons. But there's a couple of things you have to look into when you're talking about Trevor Lawrence. First off, his rookie year was with Urban Meyer. That was a disaster. You almost want to throw that one out. He was put in an untenable situation with a coach that didn't necessarily want to be there. So then you go to year two, and there was a glow up for the former number one overall pick. Year two, 25 touchdowns, 8 picks, won the AFC South title. Again, a miraculous comeback down 27-0 at the break, at the half to the Chargers, came back, won it, lost to Kansas City in the following round. So year two was a tremendous success for Trevor Lawrence, and then year three took a step back. The Jacksonville Jaguars were 8-3 and in contention for the best seed in the AFC, and then a multitude of injuries affected Trevor Lawrence. Now, over the final 6 weeks, they went 1-5. Here's the most important thing I take from it, because I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be a superstar. I have no doubts. But I take from Trevor Lawrence, he only missed one game over the final 6 weeks when he had like six different big-time injuries. I like the toughness. That's another thing as far as a prospect coming out of college. People said he's soft-spoken, but he's tough as hell. So you like to see it. Now, over the last 3 years, he is third in turnovers. He's had, last year, 21 turnovers. That's third in the NFL. And he's got 60 turnovers in 3 years. Now, that's a tremendously bad number. But if you think about it historically, and that's the one thing, you know, if you talk about Lawrence, you want to cut down on the turnovers. Okay. Any young quarterback, you're talking about the same thing. And I'll give you proof. Did you know that through three seasons, 60 turnovers by Lawrence, Peyton Manning had 64 turnovers through 3 years. Turned out okay. John Elway had 61 turnovers through 3 years. Turned out okay. So looking forward, NFC South and what the Jags have. Etienne at running back, Ingram locked up at tight end, Christian Kirk locked up wide receiver, bring in Gabe Davis, draft Brian Thomas Jr. The offensive line had major issues in 2023. If they can clean that up, this should be a top 10 offense. Okay? So, again, don't look at the money and say, well you can't be... If you didn't pay Trevor Lawrence, somebody else is going to give him a record deal. The bottom line, somebody's going to pick him up. So that's my take. My take would be pump the brakes. Year two was awesome. Year three, a step back. But he had not just one, a multitude of injuries. Trevor Lawrence, you had to pay him. Good for him.
He's still 24 years old. He's going to turn 25 in October during the next season. You absolutely had no choice if you're the Jaguars but to pay this guy, because the odds of finding talent like this to come back to Jacksonville to play quarterback, to lock up that number one pick, and also guarantee you're going to get that pick right, as we're seeing it's not that easy, i.e. Bryce Young last year. So has the play equaled the talent? No. But you're not paying based on what he's done. You're paying him based on what he can be. What he can be is still be one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. He's not there yet. He's not top 10. But the talent, he's top five talent. There's no doubt about that. I think there's no debate. You're absolutely right. It's just a matter of, it's a binary conversation. If your contract is up for, if your quarterback's up for a contract, you just ask the question, is he a franchise quarterback that can win a Super Bowl? If the answer is yes, you pay him. If the answer is no, you move on. The answer with Trevor Lawrence is he has it in him. He is capable of winning a Super Bowl. However, with all that said, I want to point out some stats and a comparison that was making its way around the internet this morning. I saw the 33rd team posted a comparison. And Patrick, you may love or hate this because it's a quarterback you also love. Through 48 starts in the NFL, Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones are almost identical. In terms of yards, Lawrence, 12,200 yards. Jones, just under 12,000. Yards per attempt, same number, 6.7. Total touchdowns, Trevor Lawrence, 66. Daniel Jones, 64. Interceptions, Lawrence has two more, 35 to 33. Fumbles lost, you talked about the turnovers, 20 for Lawrence, 21 for Daniel Jones. Quarterback ratings, almost identical. 85.5 for Lawrence, 85.4 for Daniel Jones. Somehow Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones are completely identical, and there's no doubt in my mind as a Giants fan, I would pay Trevor Lawrence a million times out of a million times before I wanted to sign Daniel Jones again.
Yeah, the only thing that's interesting. So through 48 games, Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones are essentially the same. The only thing that you just said it, we're all in on Trevor Lawrence, think he could be a top five quarterback, think he could definitely win a Super Bowl. The only thing those comparisons do for me is let me know that everybody has been too tough on Daniel Jones. Well, that's really all. That's all I take from it. I think people probably posted that stat to say, hey, Trevor Lawrence stinks because we believe Daniel Jones stinks. And I think the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Well, on the Daniel Jones side of things, I don't think Daniel Jones's physical skills, I think, are good. They're good enough to be a number one quarterback on a playoff team in the NFL. If there's something with the processing that's off with him, whereas Trevor Lawrence, I think he is much more of a total package. I just thought it was an interesting comp on based on how we talk about each of these quarterbacks. The numbers are fairly similar. But again, football is not really a stat-driven sport where you can really identify, because there's going to be situations where one player's trailing more, so they're throwing from behind. So some of these stats aren't equal. I just thought it was weird how close all of these numbers were for Lawrence and Daniels.
Yeah, it is. It is interesting. I mean, they're also a good comp because they similar size, both great, exceptional athletes.
Multiple coaches.
Multiple coaches, not super talent around them.
Yeah.
Saquon was always hurt.
So I think this is big this year. If the Jaguars got the Brian Thomas Jr. pick right, and maybe we don't find out this year, maybe it's a year from now, but if he can be that number one to take the top off of defense, to make explosive plays, and just help Lawrence out, I think that's a game changer for this team. They got Ridley back last year, and he was fine. But they need someone who can be that dominant number one receiver that you look around the playoffs, every playoff team has that.
Let me go through the 21 draft. So Trevor Lawrence goes one overall. Zach Wilson goes two. Miss. Trey Lance goes three. Miss. Kyle Pitts goes four. Jury's out, probably a miss right now. Ja'Marr Chase, hit. Jalen Waddle, 6 to the Dolphins, hit. Penei Sewell, 7 to the Lions, hit. J.C. Horn, 8 to the Carolina Panthers, hit. Patrick Surtain, the second, 9 to the Denver Broncos, hit. Devontae Smith to the Eagles, 10, hit. Justin Fields, 11 to the Chicago Bears, miss. 12, Dallas Cowboys, Micah Parsons, hit. Rashawn Slater, 13 to the Chargers, hit. So what does that tell you? We've got a lot of hits there and three quarterback misses. It's hard. It's a hard position. Mike Somich is coming up next here on Sharp Money.